What do you love about Arkansas State Parks?
I love it here because I can get an awesome workout.
I love it here because I get to relax.
Because I get a break from technology.
I love the trails.
The bird watching.
I love it here because it's a fun place for my family.
The stress just melts away.
I can sleep under the stars.
I feel like I belong here.
I love it 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 here.
Whether you've loved Arkansas State Parks for years, or if you've just discovered them, welcome. You belong here.
We continue with Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Well, the Bombers bring the offense out here, 4th and 3 from their own 48.5-yard line. 4th and 3 here for the Bombers. Are they trying to draw Lake Hamilton off sides? Maybe. Now they'll shift the running back around. They'll shift a couple of receivers. And now they'll go back into punt formation. There's the snap, and the kick is away. Nobody back for the Wolves. Going to bounce at the 20, at the 15, and down at about the 13-yard line. So they tried to draw them off sides, didn't work, and they went and punted away. So the 13-yard line is where Lake Hamilton will start this drive. Let's see if the Bomber defense can get another stop here.
Man, play field position, pin them back, get the stop, get a short punt.
Offense first drive of the second half was good until it ended with a fumble, and they haven't done much since then. Hand off to Woodley, straight ahead. The fullback's going to pick up 2 to the 15. So 2nd and 8 upcoming here for the Wolves. 11:35 left in the ballgame. Lake Hamilton leads it 21-14. Bearden on 2nd down. We'll give it to Miller, and Miller out to the 20-yard line. He'll pick up about 5 on a quick hitter, and it's going to bring up 3rd and about 3. Big 3rd down now for the Mountain Home defense. Can they force another punt here? They go to Miller, coming to the near side, and he's going to be stood up for a gain of 1 to the 21, so it's going to be 4th and about 2 coming up here. What will Lake Hamilton do?
It would be a gutsy call to go for it this deep in your own end.
Boy, it would.
You'd have to be saying, I have a lot of confidence in my offensive line. Of course, the Bombers did come up with a great big stop the last drive.
They've got about 1.5 yards to go. That's it. They're just across the 21. They have to get to the 23. Looks like Lake Hamilton's going to go for it.
Showing very much respect.
4th down. They're going to try to make Mountain Home jump off sides. They don't. Now let's see if they run a play. No, they don't. They take a timeout. Timeout Lake Hamilton. 10:09 to play. The Wolves up 21-14. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
The best treatment begins with the best diagnosis. And Drs. Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, and Jason McConnell at Knox Orthopedics provide excellence in orthopedic care by basing their practice on this philosophy. That's why you'll find state-of-the-art diagnostic equipment, like the new magnetic resonance imaging machine at their clinic, and why you can rest assured any surgical procedures and recommended therapies for your degenerative condition or injury are going to produce the best possible outcome.
Knox Orthopedics continues to carefully follow prescribed guidelines for patient and staff safety.
And now, more exciting Mountain Home Bomber football on Classic Hits 101.7.
10:09 left in the ballgame. Lake Hamilton leads it 21-14 over Mountain Home. The Wolves looking at a 4th and about 1.5 yards. They came out, tried to draw Mountain Home off sides. Mountain Home didn't jump. And the punt team will come on for Lake Hamilton.
You know, question is, how aggressive do you get here with your punt? They've had some good penetration, but I think with this guy, his propensity to be a little wild with the ball when he kicks it, I'd let him kick it.
Logan Walker stands on the Mountain Home about 42-yard line awaiting the punt. The kick is away. It's a better kick this time. He calls for the fair catch, makes it at the 45-yard line, and Mountain Home will have pretty good field position, their own 45.
It's a great job, kind of get it back out there, get yourself started midfield.
How about the job the defense has done tonight? They have really stepped up after the first couple of punches they took in that first quarter.
Yeah, they've come back good, and, you know, just had one mistake on one play here in the second half. So they've definitely kept the ball game, kept the team in the ball game.
Trips to the left side for Mountain Home. Down by seven. McKay looking to pass. Pumps once. Now looks to pass. Oh, it's dropped by Mojica. He was behind the defender who went for the interception. If he catches that, it's a touchdown.
I was just thinking to myself, we haven't been aggressive in the passing game. We haven't taken a lot of downfield shots. And this wasn't your typical downfield shot. This was just a nice running catch and hit him right in the breadbasket.
Oh, that's a tough one. So now second and 10 for Mountain Home. McKay, it's a quarterback draw. Starts up the middle, bounces to the left. He has a first down run. He's into the secondary, tripped up at the 40, down to the 35-yard line. First down, Bombers.
And that's the kind of runs we've been looking for out of Bryce. It got out in space that time. Now let's see how fast they turn up the tempo.
A 19-yard pickup officially down at the 36 of the Wolves. 11th first down of the night for Mountain Home. Motion coming to the near side. They fake the handoff to the motion man. McKay keeps it, and he fights his way ahead for about a four-yard gain to the 32.
Just keep consistent forward motion on these plays, Brad. Don't have anything negative.
9:26 to play. The Bombers down by seven. Empty backfield for McKay. And he looks to pass this time. Now being flushed out of the pocket, rolling to the left, being chased, lets it fly, and it's incomplete. Does a good job to throw that one away. The Bombers wanting a roughing the passer penalty on the far sideline as he got pushed down after he threw the ball but didn't get the call. So now it's third down for Mountain Home, third and about six here.
Definitely four down territory, so you don't have to try and get it back in one play.
Empty backfield once again here. McKay. They had the ball at the 32. They're at the 33 now after that play. They didn't move far enough ahead. McKay rolling right, looking to pass. Oh, he's going to be hit. And tries to throw a pass. They're going to say, nope, he was down. They're going to rule him down at the 35-yard line. It's a loss of three. He did a good job to get rid of that football and try to throw a pass and make it incomplete. And
kind of a two-handed push pass.
Yes.
A lot of times you don't get the pass aspect of that. They just see a ball coming out like that and think it was some kind of fumble or something.
So now the Bombers back to the 35. It's fourth and nine. Just under 9 minutes left in the ball game, and the Bombers want to take a timeout here to talk about this. So we'll break with 8:50 left of the game. It's Lake Hamilton 21, Mountain Home 14. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Now is a great time to get out and experience an outdoor adventure in the Arkansas Delta Byways region. From hiking to biking to water adventures, we've got them all. Bike, jog, or stroll across the Big River Crossing, the longest public pedestrian bridge across the Mississippi River. Do some fishing or kayaking on Lake Chico, the largest oxbow lake in North America. Explore the beginnings of Arkansas at Arkansas Post National Memorial. Visit deltabyways.com for more ideas.
This ad paid with state and regional funds.
We continue with Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
8:50 left in the ball game. Lake Hamilton leads it by seven. Bombers looking at a fourth and nine at the Lake Hamilton 35-yard line.
Big play, Brad, because Lake Hamilton has the kind of offense that could go on a drive and burn up a lot of this clock.
Yes. Lake Hamilton fans trying to make a little noise here. Fourth and nine for the Bombers. McKay stands in the pocket. Now he's going to be flushed, hit, avoids one sack, avoids another one, and the pass is incomplete.
just got to get your feet set before you throw that ball. I know that was a pressure play, and he was scrambling for his life. But there was a man that was open.
So Lake Hamilton will take over at their own 35-yard line with 8:41 to play. And let's see if the defense can get another stop. Lake Hamilton's put it on the ground four times tonight, lost two of those. Inside handoff, Woodley. Woodley is going to move the pile for about a six-yard gain out to the 41.
He's built like a fire plug, and he just gets in there and pushes and pushes and pushes.
There's some jawing going on down there right now. Woodley was saying something to one of the Bombers when he got up from the pile that time. 8:16 left to play. Lake Hamilton by seven with the ball. Second down and four here for the Wolves. And it's Woodley up the middle again, and he is going to be pulled down from behind, but he has a first down run out to the 50, a gain of nine.
Yeah, real fortunate he didn't pop that one,
yes.
Brad. He got the feet moving quick, burst through the hole, gets him out to the 50.
So the chains moved for the 14th time tonight by the Wolves, just under 8 minutes to play. They're taking their time right now as quarterback Bearden comes to the sideline to get the play. Just gets to the huddle with 13 seconds left.
Kid's run 100 miles tonight.
He has, hasn't he? First down for the Wolves. Oh, we need a turnover. Handoff Woodley. Woodley is going to be stood up after about a... Boy, he got a good spot.
Yeah,
I hope
generous.
They go on this side. He had about a three-yard gain. The guy on the far side gives him four, and they're going to split the difference. And
three and a half.
Three and a half. Jeez. So second and six coming up here for Lake Hamilton. Down to 7:04 left to play. Wolves milking the play clock each time here. Second down. And the handoff is Miller coming to the near side. He is going to be hit in the backfield, breaks one tackle, and then he's going to be thrown for a loss back to the 48-yard line.
Lawson Stockton Boje on the tackle out there. They led the charge. There was about four guys in on that tackle.
They're going to mark him back at the 48 with a loss of two. And it brings up third down and eight here for the Wolves. They have to get to the 40. To move the sticks, and again, they're going to run this play clock down. They're still on the sideline getting the play call, and there's still 13 seconds left on the play clock. Nope, they're going to let this one run out and run down to one, and then they'll take a timeout. So with 6:01 to play, we'll break. It's Lake Hamilton 21, Mountain Home 14. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
The time is now to come see why Nisari Home Mortgage was voted the number one mortgage lender in the Twin Lakes area 6 years in a row. We have the expertise to fill your mortgage needs. Whether you are a first-time home buyer, a refinancing, or seeking a VA loan, let us help you get to the end zone. Cheer those Bombers and give us a call at 870-425-8351 or visit nasarimortgage.com. NMLS 136034, Equal Housing Lender. Go Bombers!
And now, more exciting Mountain Home Bomber football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Well, this might be the biggest play of the game so far coming up right here. Third and eight for the Wolves. Can the Bomber defense get a stop and force Lake Hamilton to punt the football away? The Wolves lead it by seven. Bearden wants to pass, has a man wide open. The Bombers close on it, and it's complete. It's a first down to the 25-yard line. They sneak Clinty, the tight end, out. Nobody covered him. Nicely thrown ball by Bearden. That was a nice play call right there on third and eight.
Yeah, he really caught the over pursuit that Mountain Home's been showing. Had that waggle action, and now they're going to go back into the ground mode, burn this clock up.
They've got a good kicker, too, if they stall out. They're
in his field goal range.
In his field goal range, and yeah, they are. Inside handoff. This is the fullback, and a big run. Still on his feet is Woodley, taking tacklers with him down to the 4-yard line. They got 23 on the pass play. They'll get 21 on that one right there. Boy, the air just all of a sudden came out of that Bomber defense after that third down play.
Yeah, they look pretty spent right now.
Yep. First and goal. And again, the Wolves taking their time here, getting to the line of scrimmage. 5:12 left. Well, they have fumbled twice inside the red zone. How about another one tonight? The handoff is to Woodley. Woodley inside the one and down at the one. So second and goal inside the one coming up.
Lake Hamilton back to really kind of controlling that line of scrimmage. They're getting the push now on the Bomber defensive line.
4:44 to play. Lake Hamilton by 7, trying to make it a 2-score lead here. Second and goal inside the one here for the Wolves. Woodley, the single setback. It's the quarterback, Bearden. He takes it. He is in for the touchdown. Comes with 4:23 left in the ball game. And the Wolves have made it a 2-score game now. Now the officials are talking. What do we have here?
Not sure.
Dead ball, unsportsmanlike conduct against Mountain Home. That will be assessed on the kickoff. Like I said, there's been some jawing going on out there. So now Hertz with the extra point. He's been perfect this season. And he still is. 4:23 to play. Lake Hamilton leads it 28-14. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
I'm Rex Nelson. Outside of the state's natural beauty, the thing that strikes me most as I travel Arkansas is the junk in yards and trash along the highways. In a place that markets itself as the natural state, we've too often been guilty of, at best, ignoring our natural treasures, at worst, polluting and littering them. Let's take pride in our state by keeping it litter-free. Visit KeepArkansasBeautiful.com to get involved.
This message brought to you by this station, the Arkansas Broadcasters Association, and the Keep Arkansas Beautiful Commission.
We continue with Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
4:23 to play. Lake Hamilton leads it 28-14. And after the unsportsmanlike conduct penalty against Mountain Home, the Wolves will kick off from the 50 instead of the 35. Oh, that's right. They usually kick from the 40, so they'll kick from the 45 of Mountain Home.
Obviously, he has the leg to put this in the end zone if he wants. But do they do something, try and get the ball back?
Why not try an onside kick here? You're up by 2 scores, 4:23 left. If you recover, pretty well seal the deal. Mount Home recovers. And, you know, it's going to be somewhere around the 35-40-yard line. Lutz with the approach and the kick, and he'll kick it deep, and it'll go out of the end zone.
Might have got you the rouge in Canadian football. That went through the uprights.
It did. Well, this Bomber offense has been shut down in this second half. Lake Hamilton has done a good job.
Yeah. You know, give Lake Hamilton credit for strong defensive play, but something still just feels off, like the Bombers just aren't clicking.
The first possession of the second half, they moved the ball well and ended in the turnover, and they've done nothing since then. McKay to pass, has time, now flushed out of the pocket, rolling to the right, still looking, being chased, and he is going to be down. He loses a yard back at the 19. The sack that time by Isaiah Clinney. He caught the big pass on offense, and now he comes in from that outside linebacker position and gets a sack.
Yeah, it needs to be a learning experience there. Just get out. There's nothing there. Get that ball out of bounds. Get that clock stopped.
Bomber signaling the play in from the sideline. They're wasting a lot of time here. 3:49 to play. Second and 11. And the option play. Here's McKay running up the middle. And he's going to pick up about 8 out to the 28-yard line. So third down here at about 2.5 for the Bombers. 3:25 to play. The handoff is Hershberger. Hershberger, a first down run at the 30.
Mountain's really needing to pick up the tempo now.
12th first down of the night for the Bombers. Still getting the play signaled in. This is taking a lot of time. 3:07 to play. They're getting the receiver set up. Empty backfield here for McKay. McKay has time. Across the middle. It's incomplete. Intended for Hershberger. Boy, some jawing going on again. The play made that time by Noah Tiernan.
Had a good chance to catch that ball, too. That route was open.
Stops the clock. The incompletion does. With 2:55 to play, the Bombers down by 2 touchdowns. Second and 10 here for the Bombers. Four-man front for the Wolves. They rush all four. And pressure on McKay. He has the man. It's incomplete. Intended for Stockton, just overshot him.
Yeah, trying to throw on the run, on the scramble like that. Rolling across the body. Just couldn't get that throw under control.
So third down and 10 coming up here for Mountain Home. 28-14, Lake Hamilton leads it. Bombers with 2 timeouts left. Empty backfield for McKay. Pumps once. Now he's going to be flushed out of the pocket. Floats it to Logan Walker. Hit immediately and just nowhere to go.
Yeah,
they're going to say he was in bounds when his motion was stopped. And now flag is thrown. And there was a lot of jawing going on. And I don't know who they're going to get. But they're looking towards Lake Hamilton. We'll see what happens here. I mentioned earlier the jawing going on.
Yeah, it's getting a little testy down there.
They're going to get this one against Lake Hamilton. So it's a 2-yard pass play. The penalty, a double whammy for Lake Hamilton because the play was stopped in bounds. So it stops the clock, too, here and gives the Bombers a chance to get set.
Gives the Bombers a little momentum. Mountain Home, actually, that was set up to be a screen to the far side from where we are. The play wasn't there, so he looked back the other way, and it's going to get stopped, you know, pretty short.
First down for the Bombers out to the 47-yard line. McKay in the pocket with time. Looks left. It's dropped. Hershberger had it and dropped it. That was going to be a first down catch at about the 40-yard line.
Yeah, they were using those two receivers to run those defenders off deep, and he made a little out cut right there at the stick. Would have been a first.
Well, we've had some drop passes tonight, some costly ones. Had one earlier this quarter that would have been 6 that was dropped as the receiver got back in behind the defenders. Second down for Mountain Home. The quick hitter is to Hershberger. Goes to the 50-yard line. It's a gain of 3. 2:14 left, though. You got to start looking at either the sidelines or something long because these little 3-yard pass plays aren't going to do much good with only 2:05 to play.
No, and that's what they want to give you, though. They're not going to give you anything deep. They're going to keep you in front and come up and make a tackle.
Down to 1:57. The Bombers just now getting to the line to snap it. McKay has time. Now he's under pressure, being flushed. Lets it fly right side. It's incomplete.
Lake Hamilton really getting pressure tonight. Bryce hasn't been able to get into any kind of rhythm on his throws.
Brings up 4th and 7 here for Mountain Home at the 50-yard line. 1:47 to play. Lake Hamilton's down to a 3-man front now. They're dropping 8 back in coverage.
blitz.
Now comes the blitz off the near side. The pass is complete. Mohique at the 40, first down.
Good job. Just ran down and found a little hole in the zone, stopped and made a catch.
14th first down of the night. 1:41 to play. Bombers have to hurry. At the Lake Hamilton 40. And the handoff. Hershberger straight ahead. He's into the secondary inside the 30. He's got a first down run to the 29-yard line. Picks up 11 on first down.
Good time to break that out. They're playing pass. Just pop them for 10 right up the middle.
Bombers quickly to the line of scrimmage now. First and 10 at the 29 of Lake Hamilton. And the play action. Looking to pass. Right side of the end zone. Looking to Mohica. It's knocked away. Great job defensively by Kretschmer. Was it three?
Three.
All right, it was three. That's Marion Conrad, the one of the corners that made the play.
That was a nicely thrown ball, though. That was just out there. And Conrad, give him credit. Played it right up like you're supposed to.
He did. Made a nice play. 1:20 left in this ball game. The Bombers down 28-14. At the 29 of Lake Hamilton. Looking left, McKay's pass nicely thrown is complete. It's inbounds, though, and the Bombers have to take a timeout. I believe that was Logan Walker. Yes, it was. It made the catch at the 22, a 7-yard pass play. We'll break. 1:12 left in the game. Lake Hamilton leads at 28-14. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty provides dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers! Your home for Mountain Home Bomber football is KCTT Yellville Mountain Home. Classic Hits 101.7.
Third down for Mountain Home. Third and about three here for the Bombers. Looking, plenty of time in the pocket. The pass right side is complete. Nope, incomplete. Oh. Incomplete at the 15, intended that time. For Mohica. Officials stop the clock for some reason.
Incomplete pass.
Oh, my bad. Well, they also gave the time, you know, on the shoulders like they were stopping play for something else. I don't know if they thought Mohica was hurt. I think that's what it was. He's okay. He's hobbling, but he's okay, and he's able to stay in the game. So fourth at about three here for the Bombers. Can they keep the game alive here? Convert on fourth down. McKay looking to pass. Oh, it's incomplete. Just out of the reach of Stockton on the far sideline. And that's going to wrap it up with 58 seconds left. Well, Sonny, unfortunately, this 28-14 score folks are going to see across the state is not indicative of how close this game has been tonight.
No, it isn't. And a lot of people are going to look up and say, well, Mountain Home wasn't for real. But I think, you know, we saw it. Most everyone here knows that this was a ball game. Mountain Home had every chance to win this game.
Yes.
And I think that there's going to be some very disappointed players and coaches next week after they watch this film and realize that they left things on the table.
And the bad part is, one of the best teams in the state will come into town next Friday night. That's Greenwood, and they're putting it to Bentonville West tonight.
Yeah, when you say best teams in the state, I vote them number three every week.
Do you?
Overall.
Yeah. I think I've got them somewhere around five or six, so we'll see. Lake Hamilton snapped it. They'll do it one more time here. I guarantee you Coach Gillerand and his staff found out tonight. Mountain Home is definitely for real.
I would think so.
Bombers going to fall to 2-2 with the loss. Lake Hamilton will improve to 4-0 with the victory. That's going to do it. 28-14. Lake Hamilton gets the win here tonight. We'll begin the postgame show in just a moment. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
The game is over, but our broadcast continues. The Bombers post-game show is next on Classic Hits 101.7.
Nearly everyone is looking for and finding joy in the simple pleasures of home. Home cooking, homegrown, homemade everything. With Farmers and Merchants Bank and the Bank of Fayetteville, even home mortgages and home refis are comfortable with online applications and are specialists by appointment. Go to mebanking.com. Easy as pie, homemade or not. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
We depend on internet for everything from gaming to video conferencing, but we also need great television and reliable phone service from a name you can trust and people who answer your calls and provide outstanding customer service locally. Get the support, service, and dependability you can count on from Next, powered by NAEC. Get started today by visiting MyNextFiber.com. Stay connected via internet, television, and phone with Next, powered by NAEC. Visit MyNextFiber.com.
The Locker Room is your hometown sporting goods store. Whether it's business, team, or personal, no order is too big or small. The Locker Room, they do it all. Hats, t-shirts, and jackets. Locally owned and operated, The Locker Room specializes in screen printing, monogramming, trophies, and major label sporting apparel and accessories. Show support of your favorite team with their personally customizable masks. The Locker Room, proud supporter of the Mountain Home Bombers. The Locker Room, Highway 62 East, next to Pizza Hut of Mountain Home. Go Bombers!
Hi, Bill.
Hey, you.
You don't remember my name, do you? You have 27 guesses. Go.
Jane.
No.
Jenny.
No.
Sue. You don't always get 27 chances, but with the new $50,000 payout scratch-off from the Arkansas Scholarship Lottery, you can win 27 times with more than $20 million in total prizes.
No.
Scarlett.
Wrong.
Lauren.
That's it.
Yes. So how do we know each other again?
Forget it.
Get your ticket today. Call 1-800-522-4700 for Problem Gambling Helpline.